And as we continue to look ahead to Sunday, the Packers back in action after a long bye week, it seemed. We bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Packers play the Lions this Sunday at noon. Coverage starts at 10 a.m. on K107.1. Brian, the Packers have a little bit of a stretch here where they play the NFC North teams five times yet. Lions twice, Vikings twice, Bears once. This is really the chance for them to, now just a game back behind Chicago, really make that push. The NFC North still theirs for the taking.
Absolutely. You said it, five of their last seven games against division opponents. This will determine whether they can catch or even surpass the Bears in the division standings. And every game is going to be important, and the division games especially.
Lions kind of having a tough season, not doing as well as they did last year or as people thought they would do this year. We're going into Detroit. What are the chances, or are you optimistic about this weekend? Obviously, Calvin Johnson, we had a tough time stopping him last season. He had 200 yards again last week. But the defense for the Lions has been suspect. The special teams has been suspect. Do the Lions have enough to beat the Packers this Sunday?
I don't think they have enough, but, I mean, this is obviously a team you can't take lightly. There's a lot of talent there, and Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson and Ndamukong Suh. They're all young yet, and I think that's kind of the reason why maybe they're not that consistent yet, is they're young, they're prone to mistakes, they're prone to doing things that they shouldn't be doing. I sound like I'm making excuses for them, but they are talented, and obviously they made the playoffs last year. So this is a team, the Packers, I do think they can win on the road, but a team that they can't take lightly.
Packers going to be without a couple of key guys. Some status is still up in the air for Sunday, but Clay Matthews has been ruled out and Brian Bulaga placed on the IR. How much are they going to miss these two, and can they be replaced?
They are going to miss them immensely. I think the offensive line can, be a patchwork offensive line. They can live with that. T.J. Lang will slide over from left guard to right tackle to replace Brian Bulaga, and then Evan Dietrich Smith, who, you know, has played, you know, sparingly, spottingly throughout the past few seasons for the Packers, and in fact, the recipient of Ndamukong Suh's stomp last year's game. I think the Packers can get through there. Now, replacing Clay Matthews is another ordeal entirely. He's one of the best defensive players in the whole entire league. The Packers can probably get by a game or two without him, but boy, if it's any more than that, then they're in trouble.
You look at all these injuries, and you talk to some Packer fans, and some of them will tell you, and I'm one of them, well, you know, look at all the injuries that we had in the 2010 season, and the Packers were able to battle through those. But can the Packers sustain this many injuries at some point? I mean, what team are you going out there with?
Yeah, I still maintain that there's a little bit of a difference yet between the 2010 and the 2012 version, in that in 2010, a lot of the guys ended up on injured reserve. Nick Barnett, JerMichael Finley, yeah. Brad Jones. Whereas this year, a lot of the guys are still slated to come back. No doubt there's a couple guys on injured reserve now, with Brian Bulaga going there, Desmond Bishop's out for the season. But a lot of other guys like Greg Jennings, Charles Woodson, Cedric Benson, these guys will all come back at some point. How good they are when they come back is another deal entirely, but they are coming back at some point.
The Packers and the Lions facing off this Sunday. You can catch it all right here on K107.1, pregame at 10. Wayne and Larry then with the call for you at noon. Brian, looking for some numbers from you, looking for a prediction that I can take to the bank.
I don't know if you want to take it to the bank, but I'm going to go Packers 35, Lions 21.
All right, not bad. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Check out the website. Follow it, especially on game day. A lot of great insights. It really enhances your viewing of the Packer game. Brian, we will talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.